It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two and time for Tucker's Tape. It's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Have you always wanted to know more about GoPSURV.com? Well, here is your chance. If you're going to be at the Blue-White game this weekend, why not stop by and check it out? You can stop in Friday night or Saturday before or after the game, get a tour of the RV, say hello to Mark, and even get a chance to buy a 409 tailgate meal. The lot is located at 125 Rock Rimmon Drive in Bellefonte, just off Benner Pike. It's minutes from the stadium. Just call Mark 1-800-519-8467 for more info. That's GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. Hey, Ross, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
Welcome in. Good to see you again this week.
It's good to see you guys.
We got Bob
Blue White Week.
It is Blue White Week.
Second consecutive year I can't go. Very upset. I love Blue-White game. I love going to the Blue-White game.
The weather's now, it's been upgraded to like the 70s up there. It was 60 a week ago. Now it's in the low 70s.
That might make it 50 grand. That might make it 50,000 people. And when the weather's better, you get 40 to 50,000.
At least.
Yeah.
I'll take the over.
You will?
I'll take the over on that. I love Blue-White weekend. I love going. Second consecutive year that I have been a 6-and-under softball coach.
Oh,
consecutive year that we have opening day on Saturday. So
I hope under six is the lowest. Like they don't have like an under four softball.
No,
but six
no,
has got to be.
Start.
Yeah,
this
okay.
is the start. I'll just leave it there. That's it. I'm looking forward to the year when the opening day for that and the Blue White game are not the same day.
All right,
because Blue White game is one of my. That's a top 10 drinking day for me. So it really bothers me.
Not anymore.
He's not.
Bob, how much does it kill you that you have to go to all those Penn State games and not be
as
able
I
to
wear a fireball ski cap, you mean? Yeah, just a little.
All right, we continue Ross's rankings of the 2019 recruiting class, all 23 of them from 23-1. We're kind of right in the middle of it. Penn State finished with a top 15 class nationally, 18-23 or 4 or 5 stars. Your disclaimer is, Ross, that they're all good, right? They're all Division I recruits. They all are really good.
Yeah. I mean, and every time I go back and watch them a second time, I'm like, wow, that kid's good. That kid's really good. And that's the case with these guys as well.
All right, we're going to pick up at number 14. I'm not going to list all the other ones. I said I would stop that last week. Number 14 is cornerback Joey Porter Jr., 6'2", 185-pound, 4-star from North Allegheny High School in Western Pennsylvania. He's the number 33-ranked corner in the country, the number 4 player out of Pennsylvania in this class, and he's number 324 overall nationally.
And what do you have on his height and weight?
6'2", 185.
Yeah, so he looks like he's all of that.
Yeah.
And I remember it came down to Penn State and LSU for him. He kind of looks like those LSU corners, you know, like a Greedy Williams. Like,
yep.
There are certain programs that really value size and length. And interestingly, Penn State hasn't really been one of those, Bob, where that's a priority when you look at their corners.
They,
I guess
they
Amani and Tariq Casco-Fields.
They talk about it a lot, but really, if you really think about Tariq, I wouldn't call Tariq necessarily a long corner, but they've had two. They've had Amani, and Christian Campbell was a little bit longer.
Right.
I really thought Christian Campbell had a chance to play in the NFL. He never could stay healthy. I think he went to the Cardinals in the 5th round, and they cut him. So that surprised me a little bit. But I do think eventually you're going to see Penn State go with, you know, minimum height corners like 5'11", 6 feet. I don't think you're going to see any. Grant Haley was a good player at Penn State. I don't think you're going to see too many corners as big as John – or as small as John Reed and Grant Haley anymore.
Well, but I will say this too. Like – they even say they like Marquise Wilson and Keaton Ellis'
yes.
length. Neither one of those guys is huge, but they're like a 5'11", 6-foot kid. They're not a 5'9",
right.
kid, 5'8", kid.
Right.
And I would say, I know they moved him to safety, but the jury's still out on Lamont Wade
yeah.
at his height.
Yes.
And a lot of times, you know, John Reed's a very rare player. So the thing that impressed me the most, so Joey Porter Jr., very long. You know, half of his highlight video is him returning punts for touchdowns. It's kind of unbelievable yep. because you wouldn't think a kid with that length would have the wiggle right, to be able to do it. He's a long strider, so he covers a lot of ground when he's running. But as you would expect, he's pretty physical, long arms, gets his hands on the receiver, and is able to track the ball pretty darn well, shows a willingness to be physical, but the size is the key characteristic there. But he runs well enough that I'm not concerned about, well, is he going to be fast enough? I do think with guys like that, the way that football is going, it's fair to wonder, though, if there's a chance at some point he moves to safety.
I was going to say, if you look at the old man and you wonder, you just wonder how much filling out he's going to do.
Right, because they really don't have 220-pound corners, right? Yeah. So, like, if he gets to 200, 205, that's probably comfortable. You start to get 210 and over, it's almost impossible to be able to change directions and get out of your back pedal the way you need to do it against these shiftier guys. But he was impressive. He's a nice player. It's interesting to compare him to Wilson and Ellis, who we did last week. I don't know if his instincts are quite as good as those guys. I don't know if he is as much of kind of a baller, I guess. I think for him it's more he's got some really impressive physical gifts and size and length and showed it in the punt return game, which I thought is key for a guy with his size.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Quarter number two, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea, Bob Flounders here with you. It's Tucker's Tape. We're continuing ranking the 2019 recruiting class. Number 13 is defensive tackle Devon Ellis, 6'2", 280, four-star from McDonough School in Owings Mills, Maryland. He's the number 21 ranked defensive tackle in the country, number 7 ranked player from Maryland, and he is inside the top 300 nationally. He's a little bit smaller, but he is a very, very good prospect.
He really is. It's amazing how many guys McDonough, you know, produces and sends to the NFL, to college football. Some of them, I'm sure, eventually make the NFL. He pretty much has what I think is almost the ideal body type these days for defensive tackles. What do you have him at, Andy? Like
6'2", 280.
Yeah. His video reminded me of Antonio Shelton, but better. So, like, Antonio Shelton's quality. Antonio Shelton's a starter now.
I think he is. If he's not going to be a starter, he's going to play a lot.
Yeah. Similar videos. They both have a really nice burst. I think Shelton was, like, 260, whereas Ellis is already, like, 280.
Yeah.
And is Ellis there already?
No, he is not.
And I just think Ellis has a little more juice than did Antonio Shelton. But similar body types, similar players. They're stout enough to get into a guard and hold the point, knock them back, but they're explosive getting up the field. He played very good level of competition. Every week it was Gilman, Archbishop Wood, Berks Catholic. He's going against some legit offensive lines and showed a lot of power, a lot of explosiveness. And you know, Penn State needs as many top 300 D tackles as they can get.
The more the merrier. And
I think he's that type of guy. Like, I'd rather have him over, like, a Fred Hansard. How many guys that are 315 in high school end up really being explosive kids in college?
Right.
It's just like almost offensive line or defensive line. Yeah. It's like if you're already that heavy. You know, Wilkins wasn't that big when Wilkins was, you know, when Penn State almost got him. I'd rather have the kid that's between 260 and 285. They're going to be 300 pounds.
If you look at, like, guys like Zadelin Johnson, they were about that body type, and then they kind of just – they put on good weight at Penn State. Is he a different kind of defensive tackle or a different than his high school classmate, P.J. Mustipher?
Yes. I think Ellis is a little more explosive. Not as big and probably not as powerful as Mustipher. Yeah, that's a good comparison.
Yeah, his short area quickness and his burst and the ability, like you think of a three technique and draw that circle around him where they impact.
Mustipher to me is more of a nose, and he's more of a three technique, I would say.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's keep moving on. We got one more, a few more minutes left here. One more in this week's version of the class. We're going to crack the top 10 next week. This one is safety Jaquan Brisker, 6'2", 200-pound. He's a four-star. He comes to Penn State from Lackawanna Community College in Scranton. He's originally from Monroeville, Pennsylvania, and attended Gateway High School, and he was part of the 2017 recruiting class before he went to junior college.
He is just a baller.
Oh, man.
His video is fun to watch. Now, the one thing I would say, I'll get the negative out, there's not a lot on his video of him being middle-of-the-field deep safety. They didn't play him that way. So I wonder, you know, how good he would be at doing that kind of stuff. Most of how they used him was up towards the line of scrimmage. He made a ton of tackles for loss. He's a terrific blitzer. He's very good in man-to-man coverage. I'll give you a comparison, and he has the same number, I think, number 27, Malcolm Jenkins. You know, if you're listening and you follow the NFL at all, you follow the Eagles at all, Jaquan Brisker reminds me of Malcolm Jenkins in that he's very comfortable near the line of scrimmage, has a knack for knocking the ball out of running backs or quarterbacks' hands, kind of just that natural baller, has a feel when he's blitzing. If it's a back or somebody coming to pick him up, he has a feel for making that guy miss, making a move on them, still being able to get to the quarterback. He's a terrific tackler. He's a guy, what do they list him at, Andy?
6'2", 200.
Yeah, so he's a guy, kind of like they had that year a couple years ago with like the Faison Waldens and all those guys, Franklin, Braylon Franklin, all those guys. He's a guy that it would not shock me, given the way college football is, if he made a Koa Farmer-like transition.
I was going to ask you that. Is he a star guy?
Yes. You know, the way college football is now, the linebacker that lines up on the slot is basically a big safety.
Right.
And maybe even just a safety. I mean, I did games last year where those guys are 5'10", 200 pounds.
Right.
You know, but they're willing to be physical. I think that that's probably where he ends up. Not that he couldn't be one of the other two safeties. He could be the guy that spends a lot of time in the box. But he just looks to me like a guy that is at his best when he's close to the line of scrimmage. And I think whether it's the star or just more of a box safety, that's probably where he ends up. And just making plays, a baller, which Penn State needs. It doesn't feel like they've really had ball hawk guys or guys that have been turnover generators.
Agreed.
Alabama has like five of those guys a year.
Yep. This is that guy. He's a top one. All right. That's it for quarter number two from the Labatt studio. Our interview with former Penn State and current Oakland Raiders linebacker Jason Kabinda is coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.